Disagreements about the COVID-19 vaccine have worked their way into politics, schools, and even parenting. In the months since the vaccines were approved for children, family courts across Pennsylvania have seen a huge uptick in disputes between divorced parents who disagree about whether or not to vaccinate their children. WHYY's Nina Feldman has this story of two parents, their fight, and its impact on their children.
Heather and Norm have had their share of disagreements. Their separation 7 years ago and the ensuing custody battle were nasty. But over the years, the pair has found a way to weather disputes cordially. They've made big decisions together and checked in regularly about their two kids, ages 9 and 11. WHYY has withheld the parents' last names to protect the privacy of their children. Here's Norm.
You know, if someone would have told me in the middle of a divorce that, sometime in the future, you and your ex-wife are going to be able to just call each other on the phone and just have a chat, I would have said, no way, that is totally impossible.
They've even created similar environments for their children to grow up in. They live about 20 minutes away from each other in Chester and Montgomery counties. Here's Heather.
So this field doesn't look like much now, but it's full of thousands and thousands of all kinds of edible flowers in the summertime, and I sell them by the bouquet.
Norm grows gourmet mushrooms in the barn behind his house, which he supplies to local restaurants. They both have pickup trucks parked in the driveway and giant trampolines in the yard for the kids to jump on.
It's just more fun than you can even imagine to see.
But their carefully cultivated co-parenting came to an abrupt end last fall when the vaccines became available for 5 to 11-year-olds. For Heather, it was a no-brainer.
I felt like it was the only thing that is available to give us some layer of protection and a sense of control about all of the things that have been uncontrollable for the past 2 years.
Norm is vaccinated himself, but for his kids, he had a different calculus. The way he saw it, serious COVID cases were relatively rare for young children. So for them,
I didn't really see any risk of not being vaccinated.
It's important to note that COVID is not risk-free for children. Many were hospitalized with the Omicron variant, and they can spread the virus to more vulnerable people. On the flip side, Norm reasoned, the vaccines are new.
We don't have the long-term data, so I don't see how anyone could say for certain that this vaccine is 100% safe for children this age.
It's also true that the long-term effects of COVID are still unknown. Heather was worried. The holidays were coming, and so was the Omicron wave. And being unvaccinated was impacting the kids' education. Anytime there was an exposure at school, her kids were sent home to quarantine, while the vaccinated students could stay in class. Heather thought many times about just taking the kids to get vaccinated. But in Pennsylvania and most places, parents with shared legal custody must make decisions about their children's health together. If one parent acts alone, it would violate their custody agreement. Heather didn't want to risk that, so she hired a lawyer and a hearing date was scheduled in family court. Family lawyers across the region are seeing these types of disputes skyrocket. Hillary Mooney is an attorney in Bucks County. She says throughout her 25-year career, she's seen just a handful of vaccine disputes. Now?
I'd say we're seeing at least one case a week at this point.
Mooney says judges in these cases are looking for which parent has the best interests of their child in mind. Any signs that they might have other motives, like politics, are going to be a big strike against a parent.
And in some cases, we have the evidence to show that because parents have posted things on social media, spoken out at school board meetings to show that maybe their position is more than what it looks like in court.
Heather had science on her side. The CDC and American Academy of Pediatrics both recommend that healthy kids get the vaccine. But Heather's pediatrician, a holistic medicine provider, wouldn't write a note recommending it for them specifically. That made the case less clear-cut. Norm represented himself in court. He came with research about the effects of the vaccines on women's menstrual cycles and a database of user-submitted vaccine side effects maintained by the CDC. The judge wouldn't allow him to admit everything he brought, though.
Yeah, so that was something that definitely didn't go the way that I thought.
Both parents say the judge made it clear that this was going to be a tough call. She thought both parents had the best interests of their children in mind. They just had different ideas of how to go about that. After a few days, the order came. Heather would have exclusive decision-making power on just this issue. The kids were getting vaccinated.
It's just a huge, huge relief.
Heather called me when she got the news.
I didn't think it was going to take over 3 months and close to $10,000, but here we are.
Norm and Heather both say they've always been careful not to alienate their kids from the other parent, even when they disagree.
You read any book about divorce or co-parenting, and it's always in bold caps lock letters, like, do not disparage the other parent in front of the kids.
But Heather says she's not so sure it worked this time around. Her kids started to resent her. When it came time to get vaccinated, they didn't want to. Her daughter especially.
She just looked at me and then looked out the window and said, no, I'm not doing that. So that's also very much her personality. I had to stress, like, actually, sweetheart, you're 9. Yes, you are.
Heather said it hurt to feel like her daughter had turned against her. But she also said that's just being a mom sometimes. You do what's best for your kids, even if they don't like it. Heather took the kids to get their first shots in early March. It was not the celebratory scene she'd imagined. They were mad at her. Once it was done, they stuffed their pockets full of dum-dums at the pharmacy, and she took them out for Chipotle. And as she watched them chow down on their quesadillas, Heather says she felt she could finally relax.
I think I exhaled for the first time in 2 years.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.